我哋好开心，继续有我哋嘅讲员Pastor Tim Trouble，唔系 Trouble 系 Trouble，OK。咁咧就佢系好多年喺非洲喺一啲嘅地方嚟到去宣教吓。咁咧就其实呢两日佢都喺我哋嘅当中，琴晚佢喺我哋嘅世界多滋味嘅里边亦都有分享。咁咧就今朝早佢喺國語堂喺英文堂，依家係我哋第三堂嘅崇拜啊，嚟到同我哋分享。咁有啲弟兄姊妹話：，點解早堂粵語堂冇佢㗎？咁因為我哋早堂粵語堂咧都係第三次崇拜，仲有好多嘢未調，未係好 ready 嚇。咁我哋希望出年嘅差傳年會咧，我哋差傳嘅講員可以去埋八點半嗰堂嚇，咁咧就可以一次過講曬四堂嘅崇拜啦嚇。哇！你話宣教士咁辛苦㗎，係㗎其實嚇。咁咧，我哋好歡迎，我哋俾啲掌聲歡迎啊 ，Pastor Tim 好嘛 ？Your turn。
Good morning. How are you? I'm well. God is so good.
感謝神，大家好。
It's a fantastic privilege for me to be able to stand before you and share God's word this morning.
係今朝早好榮幸能夠有機會可以同大家嚟到分享神嘅説話。
We are blessed. Our God is so good.
我哋好幸福，好得蒙上帝嘅恩典，因為上帝是好嘅。
This morning we're going to look at Psalm 96.
今朝早我哋一同你去思想詩篇嘅九十六篇。
We're going to race through.
我哋會好快嘅一路嘅嚟到去睇詩篇九十六篇。
And look at God and how He wants our worship to touch the nations.
我哋要去睇詩篇九十六篇，睇下敬拜同萬民兩者嘅關係。
Psalm 96 is taken from 1 Chronicles 16.
我哋知道原來詩篇九十六篇其實係嚟自歷代之上第十六章裏邊嘅一段。
It was when they were bringing the Ark of the Covenant into Jerusalem.
在歷代之上那裡記載，其實大衛將這個約櫃搬到去耶路撒冷。
David had prepared a tent.
大衛在耶路撒冷建立這個的會幕。
They were bringing the Ark into Jerusalem for worship.
然後他們就在曠野將這個至聖所，這個的約櫃搬去這個的會幕。
And on that occasion, David gave this psalm to the priests.
就在这个这样的处境的里面，大卫就作了这首的诗，在历代志里面有记载，然后去到诗篇的九十六篇。
They were to worship the Lord with this psalm.
原来在那里，大卫就跟众民一起来到去敬拜这位的主。
It was the inauguration of a new place of worship.
那个的场景其实就是这个会幕新的敬拜地方的献堂礼。
It was a Jewish thing.
这个本身是一个很犹太人的事情来的。
In 1 Chronicles 16,
但是在这个历代之上十六章的里面，
there is a little bit of mention of the Jews.
里面提到当然以色列的百姓犹太人。
And a little bit of mention of the covenant of God.
也都有提到他们所敬拜的耶和华和他们的约。
But Psalm 96, which is taken from that,
但是当我们看诗篇九十六篇在这个历代之上的处境的里面，
it doesn't mention the Jews.
在诗篇九十六篇不是很多提到犹太人、以色列人的。
So, we're going to look at what it says about mission.
所以我们其实可以在诗篇九十六篇看到大卫的心胸是一个宣教普世的心怀。
There's a bit of confusion about what worship is.
很多时候今天我们面对的处境就是我们对敬拜是什么东西都是有一些的混乱的。
We were created to worship God.
当然我们人是被造来到去敬拜上帝。
We find our greatest fulfillment when we worship God.
我们也都发现我们人生最大的满足就是敬拜上帝。
But some people think that worship is just that special little moment.
但是有的时候我们慢慢落到的处境就是以为敬拜就是那个一阵的一种的感受。
Usually it's on Sunday morning.
只不过是在礼拜日发生的。
And I sing a song.
在那个教会的敬拜里面我唱下歌。
And I feel so good.
我唱那些歌觉得很过瘾。
And that's it.
是这么多了。
In West Africa,
在那个西非。
Many of the services, they have two sections in their singing time.
在很多的敬拜的人里面，他们有两段唱歌时间。
The first section is les chants de louange.
第一段就是 chants de louange.
Chants de louange, 诶，français! Songs of praise.
就是歌颂的唱歌。
My Ghanaian friend, he told me,In Africa, we don't dance in the church.
我喺嗰陣時宣教嘅時候，嗰啲當地嘅人話俾我哋聽，我哋喺教會敬拜唔跳舞嘅。
But we shake our body to the glory of God.
但係我哋喐我哋嘅 pat pat 嘅啫，係咁搖下搖下。
And when we sing the songs of praise,
當我哋去歌頌讚美唱歌嘅時候
，it's a little rowdy.
係就係咁樣，大家喐下喐下搖下搖下。
We have a fun time.
我哋覺得好過癮，好開心㗎。
But then we take.And we sing the songs of adoration.
但是当我们唱第二段 adoration 的时候
songs of worship.
那里就是敬拜的赞美
So the rest really isn't worship.
头那些就不当是敬拜
This is worship.
这个忧伤很安静的时候才是敬拜
I love.Mushy worship. I love that wonderful emotion when we praise God.
当然我哋会好感恩，好开心。当我哋投入好敬拜赞美嘅时候。
But we're going to look at worship in a new way.
但系今日我哋从另外一个新嘅角度嚟到去睇，到底敬拜系乜嘢嘢
？Oh, what is this one? Worship misconception. What is worship?
嗰啲誤解我哋講過啦，到底真正嘅敬拜係乜嘢嘢呢？咁
，I love what the Webster Dictionary a long time ago said。
喺好耐之前，呢一個韋氏大詞典有一個咁嘅定義嘅。
To worship is to honor with extravagant love and extreme submission。
喺呢個詞典裏邊話，敬拜就係藉著好充沛嘅愛同埋好竭力嘅嚟到去順服。
Worship is more than singing a nice song。
就是这样来到去尊崇当然这个定义就比只是唱一些很过瘾的歌多很多了
It is to honor
这个就是去尊崇
With extravagant love
藉着这么充沛的我们的爱
And extreme submission
还有愿意竭力的来到去信服
John Piper describes it a little bit more
美国这个很出名的牧者 John Piper 是这么说
In English, the word worship comes from two words, worth-ship.
英文这个 worship, 敬拜这个字是由两个字加在一起的就是值得和这个 ship.
It speaks of something that is worthy.
其实就是讲一些很有价值的东西。
So he says, true worship is a valuing or a treasuring of God above all things.
他就说真正的敬拜其实是将上帝看为是最高价值高于一切的东
西。It's giving God worth.
就是将这种认为上帝是高于一切的价值。
It's saying God is the most important person or the most important aspect of my whole life.
就是说上帝我们所敬拜的对象就是这个世间我的人生我们的世界里面最有价值高于一切的东西。
And then John Piper points us to Romans 12:1.
然后 John Piper 就将罗马书12章11节继续来解读他的意思。
Paul says to the Romans,
保罗在那里跟这个罗马的教会说
Could you just read the
whole? Yes.
Okay.
他说所以弟兄们我以上帝的慈悲劝你们将身体献上当作活祭是圣洁的是上帝所喜悦的你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的
As we give ourselves to God,
当我们来到去将自己奉献献呈给上帝
It is our spiritual serviceOf worship.
这个就是这样的敬拜或者说侍奉是理所当然的。
So, John Piper is going to say,
所以这位派博牧师 John Piper 这么说,
All of our bodily life done in love for others and in reliance upon God displays the worth of God above all things and makes us worshippers in our daily life.
他说我们在爱里面为他人所做的一切以及我们生活里面信靠上帝都是表示上帝最高的价值。这个就是使我们在日常生活当中每一日每时刻成为一个敬拜者。
If giving our lives as a sacrifice, a living sacrifice to God,
如果將我們的生命呈獻獻上，就是一個的侍奉。
If that's our spiritual service of worship,
如果這個就是我們屬靈的侍奉作為一種的敬拜。
Our worship should be a 24-hour reality in our lives.
所以这种敬拜的生活表达就应该是每一日每一天24小时都应该有的。
With that in mind, we're going to look at Psalm 96.
就是这个这样的大前提底下，我们再来慢慢的一路一路看诗篇96篇。
And first, we're going to look at the hymn book of the Jews.
但是当我们讲到诗篇的时候，我们不能够不提诗篇一个特色。
The Psalms is the word, the hymn book of the Jews.
今天我们有的诗篇其实就是犹太人以色列人他们的颂赞诗集，可以这么说。
They worshipped God with the Psalms.
他们敬拜的时候来到去颂唱或者颂读这些诗篇。
And in their worship, we see nations 72 times.
但是很奇妙地在诗篇这么多篇里面只是提到万国已经有超过72次。
We see the peoples 34 times.
我们里面又看到诗篇提到万民有34次。
The earth 113 times.
然后提到全地或者 地上讲到113次。
All the peoples 5 times.
然后讲到所有的民讲有5次。
Now this is the worship manual of Israel.
这个诗篇其实就是以色列人敬拜的手册。
In 150 psalms,
在150篇的诗篇里面
the nations are mentioned, the nations are mentioned, and the nations are mentioned.
这个万国万民全地万族一次又一次好多次的在诗篇里面提出。
Alleluia!
Alleluia! Amen! 昨晚有来聚会就知道了，他一叫Alleluia，我们就叫Amen。
Alleluia!
Amen!
Yes! Yes! So, this psalm, Psalm 96.
所以当我们看诗篇96篇的时候，
it was especially written to lead the Jews in worship at the ark.
这个诗篇的背景我们知道了，就是在这个会幕的献堂礼的时候来到去敬拜。
And there are 12 references to the nations.
但是很奇妙地，这个96篇的诗篇却有12处提到其他的国民。
So worship really has to take into account the nations and God's desire to bless them.
所以敬拜我们必须不能避免地要包括这个万国万民和上帝在这件事情上的心意。
As we worship, it should flow out past us.
当我们敬拜也都应该透过我们的敬拜去表达这种的意念。
And this psalm shows God's concern for the nations.
这一篇的诗篇96篇也都看见上帝是关心万民的。
So let's look at it quickly.
让我们快快地去读了吧。
First of all, we read, Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord. Praise his name.
所以诗篇96篇一开始头嗰两节就话，你们要向耶和华唱新歌，全地都要向耶和华歌唱，要向耶和华歌唱。
The psalmist gives some orders.
这个的诗人为这个敬拜设立了好像一些程序一样。
And he sings, he says, Sing to the Lord, all you Jews.
他的程序里面说，我们大家一起要向耶和华歌唱啊，各位神的子民百姓犹太人。
Is that what he says?
他是不是说着以色列人啊，向耶和华歌唱啊？不是吧。
Sing to the Lord, all the earth.
他在那里说不是犹太人以色列人，他说全地都要向耶和华歌唱。
Alleluia!
Amen!
Now, there are little sayings that different companies use.
有一个这样的说话，很多个公司都会这样提的。
You know, Nike running shoes.
你知道这个 Nike, 这个运动服。
Their motto is just do it!
他们的口号就是说 let's do it, just do it, 做啦。
For the Jews, when something is repeated 3 times, it means just do it.
对于犹太人来讲，如果有一样嘢重复讲三次，不停重复讲嘅话，就系其实叫我哋做咩啊？照住去做。
Amen.
Amen. We should say hallelujah then.
Yeah, sure. Right. That's three times we need to sing to the Lord.
在这里就有三次了，我们要全地万民要向耶和华歌唱，向耶和华歌唱，向耶和华歌唱。
All the nations.
全地所有的民。
Some more orders.
我们继续看下去。
Proclaim his salvation day after day.
天天传扬他的救恩。
His salvation, what he's done to redeem people to himself.
传扬乜嘢呢？就系上帝点样去救赎佢自己嘅百姓，归翻佢自己。
Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples.
就系传扬佢点样样喺列邦当中述说佢嘅荣耀，万邦当中述说佢嘅奇事。
It's important for us to understand that nations aren't political countries.
但我哋必须要明白，当佢讲到万邦嘅时候，呢度唔系讲紧一个地域嘅国家。
There's 200 and some nations in the world.
我哋知道有超过200多嘅国家喺呢个世间。
But when the Bible talks about nations, it's different.
但系当圣经里边讲到列邦嘅时候，系另外一回事。
It's talking about ethnic groups.
呢度系讲紧呢一个嘅族裔民族。
You know that many Canadians are mistaken about China.
你知道我哋加拿大好多嘅人咧，对中国咧系好无知嘅。
They think all the people in China are Han Chinese.
佢哋以为所有中国人都系汉人嚟嘅。
Huh? Is that true?
是不是真的?
No.
是的，我们知道。
There are many people groups.
原来在中国人这个国家里面有很多的民族的。
We served in Benin, West Africa.
我们在这个的西非一个小国 Benin 那里来到工作。
A little country.
是一个很小的国家。
You can fit it six times in the province of BC.
你可以呢六个咁嘅国家摆喺 BC 都可以够位嘅。
But in Benin，
但系喺 Benin 呢个国家
，there are over 50 different people groups。
但系原来喺呢个咁细嘅国家，却有超过50种嘅民族喺里边嘅。
Each group sees itself as different from the others。
每一个族嘅人咧，佢哋都觉得同其他系唔同噶。
And it's hard for them to accept what others are saying。
虽然是同一个国家里面的人，但他们都不能够接纳其他族裔的人的讲法的。
If we want to reach those people groups,
如果我们想要去接触里面那些不同族裔的人，
we can't just talk the same language.
我们甚至不可以只是用同一个语言。
Some think we can, in Benin we can take French and reach everybody.
在 Benin 因为以前是法国的殖民地，所以你以为可以用法国法文跟他们说。
We learn the language of their little group.
原来我们要懂法文之外，还要懂他们里面族裔的人，他们的土话。
We learn the culture of their little group.
我们还要明白那些某一个族裔的人的文化生活习惯。
And we give them the glorious news of Jesus.
然后我们将耶稣基督很荣耀的福音带给他们。
In a way that they can understand.
是一个他们能够在他的处境里面明白的方法。
So when we declare his glory among the nations,
所以当我们说在列邦中述说他的荣耀，
it means we have to work hard to get it across to them.
即是换句话说，我们要从我们这里怎样去到他们的民族的当中。
So some reasons why we need to sing to the Lord.
我们就看看有什么原因我们要向耶和华歌唱呢？
Great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods.
因耶和华为大，当受极大的赞美。他在万神之上，当受敬畏。外邦的神都属虚无，唯独耶和华创造诸天。
All the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens.
当万神之上，唯有所有的神都是偶像，唯有耶和华为至高的大神。
Our God is the Creator God.
我们唯有我们所敬拜的神才是那位创造天地的主宰。
All the other gods are creations of people.
所有其他的神都是人手所造的偶像。
Our God is the only one who can respond with a solution to the human dilemmas.
唯有我们所敬拜的神才可以来到去回应我们人在这个罪恶的困境的当中。
Rabbi Zacharias points out the other religions have no solution.
Ravi Zacharias 呢一個好出名嘅辯道專家，佢喺度講，佢話所有其他嘅宗教或者信仰，佢哋都冇解決問題嘅良方。
He says every other religion has no solutions. Grace, mercy, and love that every heart longs for is found in Jesus and the cross.
我哋所講到嘅呢一個嘅愛同埋呢個嘅救贖，只能夠喺耶穌基督裏邊先至可以揾得到，其他嘅宗教同埋佢哋嘅神明都不能夠給予。
Our God is above all.
唯有我哋嘅神係萬神之上嘅神。
In Iraq these days,
喺伊拉克。
ISIS was so hard on the people, killing all sorts of people.
我哋知道，呢個伊斯蘭聖戰組織極端嘅呢個組織殺好多嘅人。
Christian leaders are saying ISIS is converting them, and we're just baptizing them.
但係喺當地嘅基督徒，佢有個咁樣嘅諗法，就係話，因為呢啲 ISIS 嘅人，佢哋其實幫我哋手去將嗰啲人改變。我哋基督徒只係做一樣嘢，就係幫嗰啲改變咗信耶穌嘅人浸禮嘅啫。
ISIS is showing who Allah really is.
點解呢？因為正正係呢個伊斯蘭咁樣極端嘅組織，先至將呢個佢哋所信咁多年嘅阿拉回教真神嗰個真靈嘅面目全部顯露出嚟。
He is not like Yahweh, our wonderful God.
一個咁樣樣嘅神，到處讓嗰啲人去殺戮嘅，點會係好似我哋嘅耶和華神呢
？Many are seeing the evil.
嗰啲好多個回教徒，佢哋睇見嗰個真靈嘅呢個可怕嘅面目。
And they're coming to Jesus.
佢哋就撇棄佢哋咁多年嘅回教信仰。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now in Niger, where we were for 11 years,
喺尼日爾呢個非洲嘅國家，我哋喺嗰度其實住咗11年。
The military is fighting against extremists who have come into the country.
當地嘅軍隊亦都係對嗰啲嘅聖戰分子呢啲極端嘅組織同佢哋作戰。
They've come down into the southwest corner, what was the safest part of Niger.
佢哋去到尼日爾southwest 西南部，喺整個個國家當陣時認為係最安全嘅地方。
They come into villages heavily armed.
佢哋去到嗰啲嘅村落嘅裏邊，帶住好重嘅武器。
They burn down the school.
佢哋喺嗰度燒曬嗰啲嘅學校。
They gather everyone together.
然後佢召集所有嘅村民喺埋一齊。
Make them listen to their extremist message.
佢哋要聽佢哋嗰啲嘅呢啲嘅回教極端嘅主義。
And then they make everybody pay the zakat.
然後佢哋要求所有村裏邊嘅人都要奉獻呢個佢哋稱為撒卡呢樣嘢。
We have the joy of giving 10%. We call it the tithe.
我哋基督徒有呢一個所謂11%嘅奉獻。
In Islam, they must give 2.5%.
但係喺伊斯蘭，佢哋嗰五個嘅信仰嘅基石嘅裏基呢個要處嘅上邊，其中一樣嘢就要俾你嘅撒卡係2.5%。
So these extremists are coming to the towns.
所以呢啲嘅極端主義嘅人嚟到呢啲鄉村。
They count the animals that are there.
佢哋喺度數下有幾多個牛，幾多個羊。
And they take 1 in 40.
然後咧，就喺當中咧，就收取呢個2.5%。
2.5%。
2.5%， yes。
If you don't want to give，
如果你唔肯俾嘅話咧
，you will be shot。
佢哋好簡單嘅，將你一槍打死。
This is ugly。
呢一個係好邪惡嘅事情。
Our prayer is that Niger will be like Iraq。
我哋嘅禱告就係好似尼日爾呢一個非洲個國家，有一日好似變成伊拉克咁樣樣。
Down in that corner。Of Niger.
在这个尼日尔这个西南的一个角落里面
We have been showing the love of Jesus for over 10 years.
我们在那里传福音，将耶稣的爱带给他们有超过10年
Very few have come to Jesus.
在那个时候，那10年里面，很少人信耶稣
Because they're so bound by Islam.
因为他们是受这个伊斯兰教牢笼得很实的
Now we're praying that they'll see Islam for what it really is.
依家我哋祈祷就系希望佢哋自己亲眼睇见呢个所谓伊斯兰教嘅邪恶嘅一面。
That the Spirit of God will tear down the wall.
然后神嘅灵会将呢啲咁样嘅邪恶嘅嘢嚟到去打碎。
And that many will come.
然后佢哋超越咗呢个伊斯兰教嚟到归向耶稣基督。
I encourage you to pray for Niger.
我哋希望你嚟到鼓励你为呢个尼日尔呢个国家祈祷。
That this will result in many, many, many coming to Jesus.
亦都系因为呢啲嘅缘故，更多嘅人能够去相信耶稣。
We have some more reasons for worship.
我们有更多敬拜的原因。
Splendor and majesty are before Yahweh.
在耶和华的面前有尊荣和威严。
Strength and glory are in his sanctuary.
耶和华他的能力和华美在他的圣所。
He's the one who is truly worthy of all our worship.
唯有他才配得我们一切的尊荣。
Of our extravagant love.
就是我们这个充满充沛的爱
and our extreme submission.
然后也都是我们这个向他的完全的降服
Now there's some other orders.
然后我们都看见有另外一些敬拜的次序
Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations.
民众的万族啊你们要将荣耀能力归给耶和华
Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.
能力荣耀都归俾耶和华。
Up until now, there have been orders for the Jews, for Israel to obey.
喺呢一样嘢之前，我哋一路睇，原来嗰个敬拜嘅程序同埋要求系俾啲犹太人嘅以色列民噶。
But in this psalm for worship among the Jews,
然后第七节嘅当中开始讲到民中嘅万物万族啊，即系讲到呢班人里边嘅其他外族嘅人啦。
Here's the order for the nations.
呢个亦都有一个嘅要求喺当中噶。
An order for them, they're invited to come.
而且要求邀请佢哋都万族都嚟到去敬拜。
To understand who God is.
以至到佢哋可以明白耶和华系边一位。
To give him his proper recognition.
而且好似犹太人神嘅子民百姓一样，将呢位嘅尊崇嚟到尊崇呢位嘅荣耀嘅上帝。
Those from outside are invited.
你哋都要睇得好清楚，嗰啲喺神嘅选民以外嘅人被邀请进嚟啦。
And again, ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name, bring an offering, and come into his courts.
然后第八节嗰度继续讲，要将耶和华嘅名所当得嘅荣耀归俾佢，拿供物来进入佢嘅院宇。
It seems the Jews didn't understand God's idea of the nations worshiping.
犹太人可能从来都唔系好明白外族嘅人点样入嚟同佢哋敬拜。
You know that around the central temple there was a great courtyard called the courtyard of the Gentiles.
当我哋仔细去思考嘅时候，原来佢哋建圣殿嘅时候，喺圣殿嘅设计有一个地方叫做外邦人院。
God's inviting the people to come and know Him.
原来我哋呢位嘅神亦都邀请嗰啲外邦嘅人嚟到圣殿敬拜。
To give Him glory.
让呢啲嘅人都可以荣耀上帝。
And when we do that, we give.
但是当我们这样做的时候我们邀请他进来了。
God had arranged it for them to have a place in the temple where they could bring their offering.
所以神的心意里面其实有一个地方是邀请那些外族的人都进来和我们一起敬拜。
Jesus went into the temple area.
所以当主耶稣在四福音记载他进到去圣殿的时候。
What did he find?
他发现什么情况啊
Save on meat market.
What does it mean?
Walmart.
Oh,
okay. He found a market.
Oh, okay. 他入到圣殿，原来里边嘅人将圣殿变成买卖嘅场所。
And he chased them out.
于是乎，主耶稣就驱赶呢啲买卖作买卖嘅人。
God's intention was that worship among the Jews would draw the Gentiles into the temple, toward the temple.
他洁净呢个圣殿嘅目的就系要让神嘅子民、百姓嘅敬拜能够成为外邦人嘅吸引，以致外邦嘅人都可以嚟尊荣上帝。
That's three times, folks.
呢度又讲过三次，一次、两次、三次。
Three times means?
三次即系咩啊
？Just do it.
Just do it. 照住做啊！
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Yeah, amen. Okay.
Then he says, worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. Tremble before him all the earth.
然后诗篇诗人继续说要将耶和华的名所当得的荣耀归给他拿供物进入他的院宇。
Our pastor, one of our pastors in Toronto, Sundar Krishnan.
我们在多伦多我认得有一个的牧者。
When I looked online, I find He preached seven messages on this one verse.
原来我发现佢喺佢嘅教会里边，净系呢一节嘅圣经讲咗七堂嘅道。
It's so full. Our God, in the splendor of His holiness.
要圣洁嘅装饰敬拜耶和华，全地要喺佢面前颤抖啊
！Yahweh is not like the gods of the nations.
我哋所敬拜嘅神同外邦嗰啲嘅假神系唔同噶。
Let us honor him with extravagant love and extreme submission.
让我哋以真系充沛嘅爱同埋愿意喺佢面前嘅顺从嚟到敬拜佢。
And there are some more reasons why we need to worship him.
当我哋继续思想诗篇九十六篇嘅时候，原来仲有更多其他嘅原因喺嗰度讲到我哋敬拜嘅。
Say among the nations, the Lord reigns.
人喺列邦中要讲耶和华作王。
The world is firmly established. It cannot be moved.
世界就坚定不得动摇。
He will judge the peoples with equity.
他要按公正审判众民。
Our God is different.
我哋嘅上帝系与别不同。
He has things in control.
因为喺佢一切嘅事情都喺佢嘅掌握嘅当中。
The rest of the world has no hope.
当呢个世界佢哋失去盼望嘅时候
，We come into every day knowing that our God is in control。
我哋喺我哋每一天嘅生活里边，因为我哋认信呢位嘅上帝掌管全能万有，我哋有盼望。Amen。
Then he opens it up to all of creation is invited to praise God。
然后佢邀请所有嘅人、所有嘅民族都一同嘅嚟到去敬拜赞美上帝。
And why is it？
点解呢？
He comes to judge the earth.
因为他来是会审判众民的。
When we hear the word judge, sometimes we're afraid.
有的时候我们听到审判的时候，我们这个字我们很害怕。
But our God will judge the world in righteousness.
但原来圣经讲到审判的时候，他是带着公义正义来。
The people's in his faithfulness.
当我们的人是在这个的信靠他的时候。
Our God is different.
我们的上帝会按着公义来到去审判。
That's not how it is in the rest of the world.
原来在这个其他的世界里面不是这样的。
But we, in the Alliance family,
在我们这个宣道会的大家庭里面
we've got 430 some churches in Canada.
我们是单是在加拿大有超过400几间、500间的教会。
Around the world, there are around 6 million people meeting in Alliance churches today.
在全个世界只是说在宣道会的教会里聚会的全世界加上可能有大约600万的人
20,000 some churches
加加埋埋大约超过20,000间叫做宣道会的教会
and worshiping God in 31 different languages
而且在30几种不同的语言国家底下来到去敬拜的
The Lord has used our family and our worship
上帝就是用我们全球的宣道不同的宣道会这个大家庭来到去邀请万民
But there's so much more to do
但是原来我们还有很多未得之地
Matthew 24:14
在马太福音的24章的14节
Jesus said he's not coming back until every nation has a chance to hear
主耶稣说我还没回来我回来的日子还没到直至到万民要听到呢个嘅福音
，He's preparing that day before the throne。
佢喺嗰度其实喺嚟到预备将嚟呢件事末期先至嚟到。
Will you just read it? Revelation 7:9-10. It's in the notes.
Okay, yes. 然后喺呢一度我哋睇见呢个系最后使徒约翰喺启示录嘅一个嘅见到嘅现象。此后我观看见有许多的人没有人能数过来是从各国各族各民各方来的站在宝座和羔羊面前身穿白衣手拿棕树枝大声喊着说愿救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的上帝也归于羔羊
Hallelujah
Amen
This will be the result of our worship
这个就是我们将会成全会发生的今日嘅敬拜嘅结果
，I can't read this anymore without crying。
每一次我读到呢一个嘅时候，我心里边就好感动，冇办法控制我嘅眼泪。
I look forward to this day。
我非常嘅期待呢一日会出现。
When every people group would have had the opportunity to hear of Jesus，
就系必须各个各族各民有机会听到呢一个嘅福音。
Every group will have a representation there in heaven.
然后每一个民族的人都有代表会在永恒的敬拜当中出现。
We'll be there with them.
然后我们和他们在一起敬拜。
And we'll cry out together.
然后我们和他们一起的来到大声呼喊。
Salvation belongs to our God.
原救恩归于坐在宝座上我们的上帝。
Who sits on the throne.
我们这位的主这位的羔羊他就坐在宝座上。
And to the Lamb.
也都归于这位羔羊。
That's where we're going, friends.
这个就是我们敬拜最终极要出现的目标。
And we can have a part in making it happen.
原来我们的敬拜是有份参与成就这件事的出现。
Our worship needs to bubble over.
我们的敬拜要更加的去加倍。
We enjoy the love of God.
我们来到去享受上帝的爱。
And we are blessed.
然后我们真的很得到这个福气。
And it bubbles over and touches our family and our friends.
然后我们一路的来到去产生一个挂，一路来到去出去。
It touches our neighbors as well.
我们敬拜的生命去接触到我们的社区，接触到这个国家。
We have to be ready to do whatever it takes.
然后我们要准备好，到底要投上啲乜嘢嘢，我们都愿意。
That it would go past and touch the nations.
以至到可以将这个福音传遍万族万民。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is Mac.
呢位系阿 Mac 弟兄。
A young man. That's how we baptize where there's not much water.
In a barrel.
Mac told his father that he was going to follow Jesus.
And his
father chased him from the house. And he's following Jesus now. And Jesus is providing for him. But we're concerned if those jihadists come to his village. He is following Jesus today, no matter what. He will be there before the throne with us. Hallelujah! Here's Harry. Harry was an imam, an Islamic teacher. He had visions of Jesus and he came to follow Jesus. The men of the village come in the night to meet him. They don't want anyone to see. But they're coming to hear words of life. And here's Bo. Bo was accused of robbing, stealing cattle.
有人诬告他偷了人家的牛。
The French, we believe that you're innocent until proven guilty.
我们西方的法律精神制度就是你未证明有罪之前仍然是无辜。
I've been told that the French system is you're guilty until proven innocent.
我听闻的法国好像就不是这样的，就是你已经是有罪，除非我们证明你无罪。
He was in prison for several months.
所以这个人在监牢已经坐了七个月了。
Then he was proven innocent.
然后他是被证明原来是无罪的。
But they kept him in prison
for
almost a year.
差不多一年了，后面。
And 2 weeks ago he got released, hallelujah!
我收到的消息，他两个礼拜之前放翻出来了， hallelujah, amen.
Amen. But this is what he said from his prison cell.
但是他告诉我们，在坐在监的时候，他这样跟我们说。
I have so much joy in my faith that I can forget I'm in prison.
在信仰当中，我有大的喜乐，甚至我忘记了我坐在监。
And everyone said he was a model prisoner.
然后所有的人都说他是一个囚犯的模范。
And he led men to Jesus while he was in prison.
甚至他在坐在监的时候，都带领他的囚友信主。
He'll be before the throne.
我们相信他会在将来那个宝座面前的敬拜在那里。
But here's Mr. Mo.
这个是 Mr. Mo.
He's heard the gospel.
他听过福音。
He's a good man.
他是一个好好人。
He worked with us to help his people.
他帮同我们一起帮手我们去帮助他们当地的村民。
I long to see him at the throne.
我希望我見到佢喺羔羊寶座前嘅敬拜見到佢。
But he hasn't accepted Jesus yet.
但佢仲未相信耶穌。
Here's a young man with problems of many. He's afraid to come to Jesus.
呢個另外一個年青人，佢聽過福音，但佢害怕相信耶穌。
So many hear and believe.Can't come to Jesus.
好多人聽到福音，佢心裏邊願意相信，但佢唔敢嚟到去跟隨耶穌。
Here's my friend Ruga.
呢個係我另外一個嘅朋友 Ruga.
Wonderful, wonderful man.
係一個非常好嘅人。
Ruga means the negotiator.
Ruga 本身佢哋當地呢個字嘅意思就係專係做協調嘅。
Ruga, the Fulani have animals, lots of animals.
Fulani 呢個地方有好多嘅畜生動物。
While they herd them around,
當佢哋咧去畜牧呢啲嘅牛羊嘅時候
，they often wreck the fields of the farmers in the area.
嗰啲牛啊羊啊，佢唔會有界線嘅，成日走過界去咗人哋嗰度。
There's always fights.
所以嗰啲村民咧，成日都有吵架。
So every Fulani community,
所以所有嘅 Fulani 呢啲嘅村莊裏邊
，they have a Ruga.
他們都有一個人叫 Ruga, 就是他專門幫人談判協調的。
Ruga is always at the police trying to get the young men from the village free.
所以 Ruga 經常都在警察派出所坐在那裡幫人調停的。
He's an old man.
他是一個年長的人。
He's heard the gospel.
他聽了福音的了。
And he says, yes, that's true.
他聽到之後他說，啊，真是好，這個是真的。
But I'm an old man.
但我已經很老了。
And I can't change.
我唔可以改變。
I'm praying that the ugliness of these extremists will push him.
我祈禱就係呢一啲極端組織佢哋嘅憎靈可怕面目會推動佢到一個地步。
That the Spirit of God would tear down the wall.
然後神嘅靈會將呢啲隔斷嘅牆打破。
Ruga was recently diagnosed with a lump in his bladder.
最近我哋收到嘅消息啊 ，Ruga 喺佢嘅膽開始見到有一個嘅有個瘤。
We don't know how much longer he has.
我哋唔係好知佢仲可以有幾耐嘅命。
But we're praying that the Lord will tear down the wall.
我哋祈禱就希望呢一個與神隔絕嘅牆能夠被打破。
And he will give himself to Jesus.
然後佢願意真係相信主耶穌。
Several people in the village have told us, if Ruga comes.
已經有好幾個人喺呢個村裏邊曾經同我哋講，佢話如果 Ruga 佢會信耶穌，我哋都跟埋佢一齊信耶穌。
Would you pray for Ruga？
你願唔願意為呢一個 Ruga 先生祈禱
？I so want to see him at the throne。
我好希望喺羔羊面前嘅大敬拜會裏邊見到佢。
And so，
所以
，we need to look at our worship。
我哋重新嚟檢視我哋嘅敬拜。
We don't just worship for half an hour on Sunday morning.
我哋唔单止系喺教会里边半个钟、一个钟、个零钟嘅敬拜。
From the moment we wake in the morning,
由我哋每朝早起床嘅时刻开始
，to the minute our head hits our pillow,
直至到我哋上床瞓觉嗰啲时间
，we need to be living a life of submission to God.
我哋必须活出一个愿意跟从、顺服上帝嘅生命
，honoring Him with incredible love,
荣耀佢用呢个充满嘅爱嚟到去跟从佢
，esteeming Him.
到最后
，that's the kind of worship the Lord wants.
这一种这样的生命就是我们上帝所要的敬拜。
Worship that overflows.
这一种涌流出来的敬拜。
To our family and friends.
涌流出来到一个地步我们身边的亲友。
To our neighbors.
和我们的邻舍。
And somehow to the nations.
也都用上帝的方法以至到涌流到去所有的万族万民。
And we'll be together around the throne.
然后我们大家一起聚集在这个羔羊的宝座前。
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Holy Father, we are so grateful.
亲爱的天父上帝，我们很感恩。
Lord, we deserve nothing.
亲爱的天父，我们真是一无所有。
But you've made us your children.
但是你爱我们，使我们成为你的儿女。
One day we'll be around the throne.
有一天我们会在你的宝座的面前。
We'll worship you again in spirit and truth.
我们用真理和这个圣洁，我们一同来到去敬拜你。
And we'll worship you with representatives of every nation.
而且我们祈祷就是所有万族万民都有代表，都有人在那个敬拜的当中。
Help us live this kind of worship, Father.
亲爱的父，帮助我们活出这样敬拜的生命。
Loving you，
爱你。
Submitting to you，
顺服你。
So that the nations see，
以至到万族都睇见。
And come to Jesus，
都因为这样的缘故，愿意接受耶稣。
Thank you, Father。
多谢天父。
In the name of Jesus，
奉耶稣名求。
Amen。
Amen。